Hey, Mildred. I got the check from downstairs. Why is it so dark in here? Why you got this music playing?
Boy, you know why I got the music playing. It's time.
Time? Time for what?
You know what it's time for. It's time for you to put that thing on.
What thing you talking about, Miss Mildred?
Why don't play fool with me? You know what I'm talking about. It's time for you to put that thing on me. I'm ready to get that meat missile. You understand me?
Miss Mildred, I really don't have time.
I don't give a damn what you got time for. You better make some time for old Mildred tonight. Look at Miss Mildred's face. Do it look like I give a damn? I don't. Okay? I don't give a damn. I'm hot. I'm hot and ready like Little Caesars. And it's time for you to do what you're supposed to do with me. You understand me? Now pull your pants down. Let me see what you're working with. Miss Mildred, pull your goddamn pants down, young man. Why is it bald?
Always have it bald. I don't like hair. Hair itches.
I don't like that, young man. I don't like it at all. I like it to look like Busch Gardens Williamsburg down there. You understand me? I want to feel like I'm running through the jungles of Madagascar. Not no shaved little boy. I don't like that. You need to let your hair grow. I want to feel like I'm being chased by the Loch Ness Monster. Now, you got a nice size on you, but not the size I'm used to. I'm used to, oh, Lord, I'm used to old Frank. I used to have to suck his in sections. That thing was so huge. But it'll have to do tonight. I want you to dislocate both my hips tonight. Is that understood?
Miss Mildred, I ain't gonna be able to.
Is that understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what I want you to do is go in there, in that bathroom. I got a wash rag and soap on the sink. You need to wash your hind eyes.
Miss Mildred, I already took a shower today. I don't need to take no wood.
I don't care what you did, okay? I smell you from here. You smell like four cheese ravioli. Turning my stomach something terrible. Now you need to go in there, wash your hind parts, and you need to get back in here and enter old Mildred from behind.
Miss Mildred, ain't nobody doing
it. Enter me from behind, young man!
I know she wants some get back. She out here trying to get a lick back. Now my toxic ass can't have that. So I left before she ever got a lick back. Yeah. I left before she ever got a lick back. Yeah. Well, I done cheated on my girl now. I know she wants some get back. I know she wants some. She out here trying to get a lick. Now my toxic ass can't have it.
Now my toxic ass can't have it.
So I leave before I ever have to feel that. That's right.
You want to hear the most fucked up thing about life? Sometimes you meet people just to show them what true unconditional love is. And sometimes those people met you to show you not to be so naive with that true unconditional love. And regardless of how you look at it, it's a win-win situation for both parties. One person was shown what true love was, and well, the other one was shown that everybody doesn't deserve that love. That's a hard pill to swallow, man. For real.
Big Mama stayed with Big Daddy because Big Daddy could get something from Big Mama that he couldn't get out in the streets anywhere else. And it wasn't about bomb sex or WAP or whatever. She knew what his ego ate. She knew how to let that man be a man in front of everybody, even if she made more than him. She never took his manhood. She never had felt the need to one-up him because she understood it's better to have him in the house, because by keeping him in the house, it raised her estimation of everybody. It raised her estimation in the eyes of everybody else. Single women aren't valued by anybody else but single women. Sorry. Single women are valued by other women who are single. But women who can hold stuff together are valued by all. But maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about it. Because anytime a woman gets cheated on, a woman tells me, my man cheated, I always ask, how'd you find out about it? You know what the answer I normally get? Now we're starting to get, well, the woman he was cheating on me with contacted me. And I said, what did you say? Because I told two women last night, here's what you should, you better go listen to old school Betty Wright. Here's what you should have did. When she called and said, yeah, you know your husband? Yeah, we having a relationship. Girl, oh, is that you? Is that where you be going on Tuesday? Girl, thank you so much. Appreciate it. By the way, thank you for taking that off my plate. And, do you tickle him behind the ear? Because he likes that too. Oh, by the way, he likes his meatloaf red, not brown. Thank you, girl. Matter of fact, we should go out and have some coffee one day to exchange stories. You know how many women call women like that back? None. Because any woman that will call you is trying to get your position. You, if a woman calls you, just recognize, damn, I'm winning. But no. You know the women who don't like what I just said? Masculine women. Uh-huh. Masculine women don't understand, because a masculine woman, she's thinking like a man. Hold on, ma'am. I can tell you one thing. Uh-huh. As the host, it's not disrespectful to cut you off, because I'm running a show for 4,500 people. I don't know you. I'm trying to do 10 different things, so this is my business. I'm running a show. If you consider me having standards and a systematic way I handle a show disrespectful, uh-huh, that's on you, because I have plenty of women who love my show and watch it every day. But you seem to have a problem with the things I say, and that's your right. But don't call it disrespect because you don't like it.
No, I think the way you respond sometimes to people, not cutting people off on your show that you're hosting, is disrespectful. But right, what I was going to say is that your body standard and my body standards are what
the American Medical Association. The American Medical Association. I'm a professional image consultant, so mm-hmm, your opinions, you're fine. You can have those. But I go by, excuse me, as an image professional. Excuse me. I'll see, there you go with this shit again. I told you, don't do this. See, I could care less if you disagree. Uh-huh. Many black women disagree with truth and facts all day long. Many mm-hmm black women will say they're thick when they're obese. 80% mm-hmm of black women are overweight. Is that true or false?
I haven't heard that statistic, but it's probably true.
A new discovery, which has not yet been published, it relates directly to the black communities across America. I'm going to Bimini. As she said, I'm also going to speak at the Ouachita conference again in Louisiana about this. But before I tell you about that, people will say, well, big deal, so what? Why is history important at all? History is extremely important. Imagine if I could take from each one of you as an individual everything you knew about life to last week and just erase it. Where would you be? You'd be lost. You'd be incompetent. You wouldn't know how to plan for the future. And you do the same thing with a people. If you erase their history, or you don't tell enough about their past, they also become incompetent and they can't fulfill the future. And that's why a lot of people in the black community have felt, well, how come all the dreams of the civil rights movement aren't yet fulfilled? And one reason is because this history is still suppressed. It still isn't taught. But there's been a recent discovery which is going to blow the lid off of all that. And that's what I'm going to talk about. Now, basically, what science has now found, although this is suppressed for the most part, there have been some great researchers. You have some wonderful books, like Byron Van Sertima, who's talking about these things. This is not taught in your public schools, although it will be. The history that the...
Wait, you don't want to watch it more?
No, I'm
Hey, bro, you don't want to go back to jail.
Yeah, I'm
finna go do some more time here, cause this got me f***ed up, mom.
Look, y'all like friends?
We more than friends.
Y'all like best friends?
Something like that and more. With my girl.
This the love of my life.
Oh, y'all like in love together. Y'all are dating. Y'all married?
Not yet.
We might as well be.
I bought a couple of rings.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So y'all together, but are you guys loyal?
Duh.
Loyal?
Yeah.
How long y'all been together for?
About 5 years.
Y'all had any problems though? It was 5 years?
We probably had problems around the time when I got locked up. She was out here by herself. I mean, I think of the only problems I probably gave her.
But how long was you locked up for?
About 3 years.
Were you guys together while he was locked up?
Yeah, you know, I stayed silent, you know.
You ain't do nothing. You talked to no other guys one time the whole time you guys were while he was locked up.
Nope.
You believe this?
I believe she was making solid script while I was in. I can believe I even got her name tatted.
Yeah, her name. Which where? Which one? How you feel about that? Yeah, you got his name tatted?
My man.
No?
It'll come down the line. It'll come down the line.
Alright, can y'all switch phones for today's video? Because I don't believe you.
What?
I mean, can you switch phones for today's video?
Where'd I come from?
I'm sorry. I have trust issues.
For real?
Yeah, can y'all switch phones for the video?
I didn't see yours.
No, at the same time, though. Is that a problem?
It shouldn't be no problem.
Shouldn't be no problem.
It's kind of hot out here. The mine's is like overheated.
Let me see.
You can stand in the shade over there. It shouldn't be no problem. All
right, let me see.
But your phone too, though. Well, hold on, grab your phone, dog. Is it? Yeah.
Why you in my shit? Hold on, wait.
No. Hey, hold on. Why?
You know, people was waiting on him to come out and whatnot. You know, we gotta see what he really been.
Okay.
Real.
Check your phone. I don't believe it. No. Why I can sell suspicious?
Wait. Who's
Garth?
You sending her the current location?
Paul. Who Garth? Garfield.
Garfield.
Who is that?
Who that?
I'm going through your phone. I'm saying, it's my first time seeing that.
Yeah, I'm first time seeing that too. Hey, let me see that. I'm gonna grab her phone.
What's the problem?
And it seems like it's a big problem. Grab her phone. Oh, grab her phone, dog.
Let me see my phone.
Yeah.
This your phone.
I pay
the bills.
You pay the bills.
How you paying bills?
Who is Garth? Who is that?
That's
How about I call Garth?
No, you just
call it. So if it's just
like we literally went to school together.
LOL. Pop.
Call your number real quick.
Yeah.
Let's see who Garth feels.
Yeah. Call it. Sound funny?
I don't know where you came from. Yeah. You're going to call him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why are you trying to set us up?
No, why you trying?
No. Don't worry about who called my phone. They ain't getting people.
Wait, hold up. Who's calling you?
It's my little brother. Hey, Lil, when I get back with you in a second, okay, my brother.
Okay.
1 second. Right, who Garfield?
Garth. Call it.
Right now?
Hold up. I got you.
That's not even the right one.
I call Garth on speakerphone and ask who this is. I can all suspicious.
Hey, babe, what's up?
Hey, I'm with my friend. What you doing?
I'm chilling, you know, just thinking about you.
How do I know you?
What? We met in school 2 years ago. What you mean? We locked in. You've been sitting on my face every night since.
Did I like it?
Did I like it at least?
Did you like it? I mean, the neighbors know my name. What you mean?
Wait, why you hang up your phone? Why hang up your phone? Did you know who that guy is?
I don't know him at all, but I'm curious.
Hey, hold up. Could you call Garfield back and ask him to pull up here? Is that okay with you?
You want me to call him to pull up?
Yeah.
Call him.
Here?
Tell him to pull up here. Today.
Right here.
Right now?
The whole time I was locked up, you had this so-called friend or whatever it was.
Friend, exactly what you just said.
Know who was sending me money? Okay, where you getting it from? How I'm getting it?
Yeah, you don't got no job.
By that phone call, just threw me out. You said, like, And this did 5 months in a hole. I wasn't even able to talk to you.
Exactly.
What the f***?
What's the hole? What is that?
And this got them rocked now.
I couldn't talk to him or nothing, but he couldn't talk to me. So, like, we was both going through when you was in there.
Like, you met Garfield, whatever.
Like, what's the hole?
When he was in there, I was in there, too.
What's the hole? Can you explain what the hole is?
Man, the hole is locked down. You met Garfield while I was in jail. Tell that come right here, that's your friend from school, will help you out. I want to find out. I want to see y'all. I want to see what's going on.
I'll call her. Call her. I'm trying to know what's going on, too.
I feel the way.
I feel some type of way. Dropping your water and stuff.
You smiling and all that like it's a game. This your friend. Tell your friend to pull up. I want to see what's up with what y'all got going on.
Where you from?
Okay.
I'm from Atlanta. I'm from...
You from Atlanta. You don't want to play these games. Where the dirt from?
Hello. Hey, friend.
Hey, what's up?
You wanna meet up?
Of course. What you mean? What's up? Where you at?
I'm at Hazel Park. I'm about to send a location right now.
Alright, say that.
Ooh, someone's about to get exposed. Pull up. Or maybe someone.
The truth will come to
light. The truth will come to light. I got your name tagged on me. You making me feel
like.
No,
that's why we.
I think Sada just said something about.
Hey, yo, send the parent right here. We're about to hide behind those bushes over there. You stay out here, and we're about to hide behind the bushes. Yeah, stay right here. All right. Hey, come on, bro.
What the hell you done got me into, man? This
loyalty. Hey, I mean, well, hold up.
No, there ain't no way. See how he just hugged his daughter?
Did he just kiss her? Oh, my God.
I might go do some more time. I don't know yet.
What's up?
What you mean?
You
trying to kiss me?
Hmm?
Why you trying to kiss me?
Why would I kiss you?
Why would I kiss you?
He's...
What you mean, why would you kiss me?
Bloody
lips. What you talking about?
What you about to do today?
Me with you? What you mean? Why you acting weird?
Why
you acting
weird?
How
am I acting
weird? You know
what? Let's get out of here. How am I acting weird, though? What? Don't hold my hand, just...
Let's go.
Man, let go out
there,
man.
Wait, you don't want to watch me more?
No, I'm finna
take. Hey, bro, you don't want to go out to jail.
I'm finna go do some more time here, because this got me up,
man. I'm not helping you. I'm not going to jail.
I'm smooth as my business. Hey, Emily.
Yo.
Yo, Emily.
Yo, Em.
Slow your roll real quick.
Hey, yo.
Hey, who you with, buddy?
Hey, who you with?
This is my. I'm wondering who you with.
Hey, who you with? What you about to do? What you about to do? Wait, oh, bro, chill. Y'all chill.
What's y'all relationship? What's up with y'all? What it is?
I'm her man. What you mean? What you mean?
Shit, what?
This is mine.
I'm her man.
That's me right there.
Yeah?
Yo. So what you going to do?
Hold on. Chill, dog. Hey, you can't get no assault charge, dog. It's assault.
She going to cut it anyway. You going to got no assault real quick. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Whatever it is,
we're
gonna have to do something.
Wait, what we gonna do?
What's up?
Chill. He's bigger than you.
Nigga,
like, I'm gonna
go back
to jail. I might have to do something to you.
My question on this, fam. As you listen to this, right? Two brothers fighting over this chick, right? You listening to this. On her slick stuff. My question is, the brothers don't know each other, but they getting ready to fight each other over this chick. See, that's the mindset and the IQ that I be talking about in relation and emotional intelligent. This is what I be talking about. Do you see any emotional intelligent in this situation right now? You know, the man done put the girl name all on his forehead. Now, what's going to go on?
Waste my time.
So
don't touch me. Stand back. Batman, lady. So where you
going? Hey, bro, come here. Hold up. Hey, did you know? He has her name tatted on his forehead. You know that?
Hold up.
Look at that. It says Emily. They got history.
What's up with you?
You gonna get mine too?
I know.
If he got
you, that's.
Well, pause. Who's calling you?
Who that?
Answer that.
Pick up your phone.
Answer, put on speakerphone.
Both of y'all finna go somewhere right now.
point.
Hello?
Baby, what you want to do about the baby, bro?
What?
Bruh.
I'm busy right now.
What you mean? You gotta let me know. Like, what the f*** you want me to do about this?
Nah. It's over.
Wait, hold on.
I told you I'm busy right now. Hold on.
What you mean by baby?
Where are you going?
Are you pregnant? Hold up, I forgot on the phone. Call him back. Call him back.
Y'all is getting me too. Where is he going?
Wait, come here.
Garth!
Hey, bro. Alright, let him go. Who's he calling? Yeah, he's going. Let him go. He's like, who on the phone with?
He's come his right now, sis. Yeah, the walking away too, but I'm finna get the on now too. Yeah.
You're pregnant? She's pregnant.
Babe.
It ain't my babe.
Yes,
I'm
it
good.
Is. You've been out for 3 weeks.
Enjoy your day, Miss Lady. Thank you.
Babe, we gonna enjoy the day together.
No, you ain't enjoying none. You pregnant. Talking about getting an abortion. I see you talking about getting rid of the baby. Cause he's done.
I don't feel the need to. I just seen two with a whole.
Oh, you gotta smile for
what
the
side? What side relationship feel?
What side?
I can't do nothing with you. Oh. So I don't know where the hell you came from.
Don't touch her.
We still locked in.
But you get me into some shit.
What do I do now? You locked in with her?
I'm locked in with nobody. I'm locked in with myself. And this music industry, man.
We locked in with this baby.
I'm good, homie.
You got caught up. It's looking. I'm explaining.
I don't know why you got me all up in this.
You got yourself up in it because you ain't pull out.
Do you have a disagreement?
I do.
You guys, when you say you called from last night, I don't necessarily know remember who you are. So, what's the disagreement?
Okay. So I watched a few of your videos. A coworker told me about you, okay. And I'm kind of agreeing with Monique on some things. When you talk about the weight and the body type of women. So I did a little research looking at BMIs and things like that. And I noticed you weren't factoring body fat percentage and things like that.
Ma'am, let's be honest, ma'am. Mm-hmm. This is a broadcast. I don't have to get that specific. Generalities are just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I asked because you told me that I was overweight, which according to the BMI.
Who are you? How tall are you? First of all, how tall are you?
Body fat percentage.
How tall? Okay. Jesus, you ladies act like you can't hear. How tall are you?
I'm sorry. I was just in the middle of a sentence.
Well, guess what, ma'am? This is the show. Okay. I know who you are. You're a communications chick.
It is. How rude.
Look, lady, you got problems. Because we're not gonna do what happened yesterday. So either you're gonna get on board with the way this is, or I'm gonna bid you a good night. Because apparently you think you are somebody that I need to contend with, and I don't. You either have a civil conversation or go elsewhere. Those are your only options.
I'm very civil, but I'm open to either. And communicate, that was my first degree. I got a degree in master's in professional development and education. But I kind of looked and I realized that you were fatter than me because my body fat percentage is pretty low. And I work out 6 times a week, things like that. And the guys I prefer are pretty fit as well, so a good 220, but I wouldn't consider them overweight.
You done?
I am.
Good, because you didn't answer the first question I asked. You just talked.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where the world operates according to your standard.
So that's what I wanted to ask you about, but it's like you're asking me questions that has nothing to do with my question, because I just wanted to understand your viewpoint.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Again, mm-hmm. I let you talk. And I asked you one question and you just blew right on past it. Communications degree holder. Why is it so hard for you to answer a question? I'll know why. Because you have no respect for what's going on. You're just here to talk.
You're not answering my question. My high has nothing to do with my question that I'm asking.
I didn't ask. See, the thing is, how tall are you?
5'5".
And how much did you weigh the last time you weighed yourself?
165.
Last night you were 175.
Yeah, and I weighed myself this morning because I've been on a diet. Like I said, I work out 6 days a week. I also fast twice a week. So I'm very health conscious.
Congratulations, so ma'am.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And still.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many days a week you work out or what's specific to you. See, a weight standard is just that, a standard. You cannot have something that fits 7 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
You're a college graduate. You're supposed to understand these things.
I don't think you're understanding my question. So can I ask you another question? To clarify,
you haven't asked me any questions, really. You just told me why I'm wrong, and I could care. And because the guys you like are taller and this and that, that's your preference. Mm-hmm. That's fine, but it still doesn't change the fact that that you, at your height, you weigh more than an average man.
Mm-hmm. And so for me,
At your height, you weigh more than a man at your height.
Understand. Okay, that's fine. My question is, why do women go to Dr. Miami and to get BBLs to look like me? I don't have an ounce of cellulite or stretch marks. That's why I don't really want.
Again, ma'am. Again, you're asking me why. Okay, stop. You want to answer to the question?
Mm-hmm.
How can I know why they do? How can I know why somebody goes to Dr. Miami does what they do?
But we're talking about
you asked me a question. Why do women go to Dr. Miami to get bodies to look like you? I can't know why they do that, but I will tell you that a 25-inch waist, and I actually had people from the medical profession call in talking about women who do you happen to use a waist trainer?
I actually just started using one last week because I want to go to 24. Right.
So you have a 25-inch waist naturally?
Yes.
Okay. At 170 pounds, at 175 pounds. All right. So again, you're the same person that talked about the kind of men you like to date, all this thing about how hot you are. But then in another breath, you said you ain't dated it, had a relationship in 8 years. Which one is true?
Both.
Okay. Okay. Well, then if you're in such high demand, why does it matter what a guy on YouTube has to say?
Like I said, my coworker told me about you, and we literally, like, I enjoy your show. I don't agree with most of the things you say, especially about women and valuing them with my Christian beliefs. I think we're all in some ways equal. However, me and my coworker.
Whoa. Now you've crossed. Okay, first of all, you've crossed into some dangerous territory. I'm gonna allow you to back that one up because you want to bring Christianity into it. I was baptized at 5, and you can no. See, God doesn't play these subjective games you want to play. Mm-hmm. So, as far as Christianity, you are way outside the mark of how a Christian woman should be moving.
We can talk about that because
there's no discussion. There's nothing to talk. There is nothing to talk about in this regard.
So you asked me about two different things. One was the 8-year thing, which we didn't go into details about why that was what I decided. But to clarify, I have not. You talked earlier about people not wanting to commit. That's me. And that's by choice. I have not wanted to commit because I enjoy my space. I don't enjoy someone telling me what to do and when. Good. So that's by choice. Good.
Hey, congratulations. Okay, ma'am. Okay. This is a conversation, not a monologue. You enjoy your space, good. And you also think that you can just decide to turn the switch and get married.
That resonated with me. That's the one thing
that resonated? It resonated with you?
No, what you're saying. I agree.
I want to make sure what I just heard what you say. It resonated with you?
Mm-hmm. What you said resonated with me.
Okay, you said resonated.
resonated. I think you understand what I was saying.
I do, but you're the communications person.
Okay, I'm not working right now, so.
But it still shouldn't matter. You should still understand the words you're using.
Okay, I understood what I was saying.
Ultimately, ma'am, you want to go back and forth to argue. Did you have something else you want to say? Because you can watch the show, you can enjoy it, but at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you are unfit for a real relationship. You may have a great body and lots of guys may want to have sex with you, but I don't think many guys could stand to be in a room with you longer than after the sex is over. You're a difficult woman to talk to. You're all over the place and you have to be right. Congratulations. You may look great, but what happens when that 25-inch waist and that ass drops at 50 or 60?
Not going to.
Great. Good luck with that.
I'll be good luck.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Or something that might have happened in the past. Her father wasn't the reason that we don't know how to accept it. It's because people justify our actions. I don't care what we do. I don't care how ratchet we are. I don't care how many people we sleep around with. People will always justify our behavior for something that might have happened in the past. Her father wasn't there, so she's looking for love. This is why she's promiscuous. It's her right to walk out here and dress like a slut. Everything is justified for us. We can't handle it. Women can't handle the truth. We say we can, but we can't. If you tell me that the reason our relationship is like in an uproar or something because of something that I did, that will make me feel as a woman inadequate. That'll make me have all of these other emotions. So I'm just gonna flip it. Jedi mind trick you. It's you. Because if you didn't say that, but when you said it, you was like, you know, and I'm gonna find a reason. And then if all else fail, I'm gonna cry. So you can leave me alone. Ain't no accountability.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Young women are coming over here because women your generation aren't being...
I need okay. her to love herself first before trying to go out there and trying to love or find love. You need to love yourself first.
Marriage ain't about
coaching
love.
Her to...
Marriage is not about love.
It's a lot of things, Mr. Samuels. It's not just about love.
No, but it's not... But see, one of the things I... Because I'm hearing modern woman, traditional woman. I'm hearing a lot of inner splicing. And this is part of the problem that women have. Now, don't talk directly to young women. That's why they come listen to me, because I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Young women are coming over here because women your generation aren't being clear. Go find a man, baby girl. You need a man in this world to live life with, because 90% of us are not going to be, 94% of us are not going to be over six-figure earners. Most of us are going to be middle-income earners, and you're not going to be able to get through life on one income. You're going to need somebody to get through the end.
You need multiple streams of income. Absolutely.
No, it's called you need a husband. Not multiple streams, a husband.
No, that would be part of the goal.
No,
that
most
you would
women
know.
Need a
absolutely.
Husband. A husband, not a stream of income.
But
and
we're not
husband,
disagreeing with you.
What I'm saying, but the thing is, we're not telling women that they need a man. It's a stream of income. A man, not a stream of income.
You absolutely do. I am totally agreeing with you. But okay. See, one how one receives something versus how one...
First of all, I just want to say thank you for all the people that's listening and chiming in on me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. So I appreciate you doing that. Hopefully that if we can learn how to agree to disagree, and we can live like people. Well, I make the hard topics, I say the hard things, I make the thing itch scratch. So if your itch is not scratching, and you scratching on the itch, maybe you need to look yourself in the mirror. So, I'm not here for no drama. I'm not here for no nothing. Just to learn, 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 and edify. This is from learning situations only. So I'm not here to get anybody's hairs up. So again, thank you. And hopefully we can agree to disagree.
Always get those when she get real. I can't make you stay, can't make you build. When I need you most, you wanna chill. Girl, it's like you running track and field.
Keep on running. I took it serious when I took you, cause you told me you would follow every word in the book too. I ain't know that I was dealing with a flight risk. I ain't know that a believer could be like this. I did not know you well. Pride done made my ego swell. Should've been a little more cautious. Well, I learned from the shit, see where I fell. I ain't gonna cry cause it don't do shit. Leave, help, I ain't gonna do shit. My wife is a woman that'll stand to the end. I'm a motherfucking man, I ain't chasing no bitch. Shit, I did not count that cost. I ain't even really wanna take that loss. I ain't even really wanna lose that girl. Fuck that shit, nigga, shake that off. I ain't about to live in captivity twice. I done picked a bad bitch, Lord, send me your wife. I'ma never shut the door on repenting or nothing. But I tell you the truth, the little heifer was frontin'. I'm cool, shit, I ain't gon' trip. Get your ass on, nigga, I ain't gon' flip. Should've been a wife, you was acting like a bitch. If I love a motherfucker, nigga, I ain't gon' flip.
She always get close when she get real. I can't make you stay, can't make you feel. When I need you most, you wanna chill. Like you running track and field.
Keep on running.
Look, I ain't playing on your petty.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What do you got for me?
So, my issue is, first of all, I'm new to Atlanta. Ooh. But my issue is not finding high-value men. It is finding one, the same as the last young lady,
really?
Finding the ones that I'm attracted to, I think.
How old are you?
So I was just going to ask how important that is, but I think you've already answered it while I was waiting.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
Why are y'all ladies still so attractive?
Well, I let
let me ask you, why is attraction so highly ranked with you?
For me, I can only speak for myself. For me, I want to be able to make him feel the way that I know that a man wants to be made to feel. If I'm not attracted to him authentically, it's not going to come out. It's going to feel forced.
Okay, but you also mentioned high value man.
Right.
What percentage of men do you think are high value?
Well, from watching you, I've learned that it's 1%. I haven't validated that for myself.
About 10% of men are high value. 10%, but unless you're talking about men making $500,000 or more, is that what you're talking about?
So the only reason why it would need to be high value for me, and maybe need is a strong word, but I make a couple hundred G's already, and I'm not, it feels like a downgrade for me to date someone or connect with somebody. Yeah, so I've already done all that. So I would prefer a man that already has children, because I have children. So I want us to be equally yoked. That's really all I'm looking for.
So equally yoked means, what's that background noise? So equally yoked. See, here's the problem. 40 what? 41?
Yeah.
Do you care if he's black?
Preferably.
Is it a month? I mean, have you seriously dated non-black men?
No. I've attempted.
Yeah, but that's why I said seriously. So the numbers are not on your side. Do you have the TV on or another phone or something? I get background noise.
I don't know. What? There's nothing. There's no noise.
People are even saying that you're getting background noise. You have another window open?
Mm-mm.
Well, the problem is your age is a factor. Your income is a massive factor. And it comes down to the men who fit into the category who are... Is your TV on?
No, there's literally no noise.
Hmm. Yeah, everybody's in a definitely background. Okay. I don't know how to mute it. JC. Let me do this request to come back in. Problem is, the amount of black men that earn the amount of money you're talking about is less than 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta have 3% of men, and that's 3%, whether they're married or unmarried, homosexual, not homosexual, whatever. 3%. Then you gotta be attracted to them. But they gotta be attracted to you. And they have all the control. Right? Men control access to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you need a man who's making what you're making? Let's start there.
Low value women specialize in low value, high potency shame, guilt, and insult attacks. They're good at them, guilting you. Oh, you're going out with your boys? Okay, well, oh, you must not love me. Guilt, meaning that if you don't do what you want them to do, you're a bad person. A high value woman, by contrast, she's appealing and attractive. She has a comforting character. Her character, a high value woman, is comforting in her character. She's not going to shame you, insult you, or guilt you. She's going to lift and build people up. She's enthusiastic and exuberant about things. She's, like I said, she's liberating. Low value women are the opposite. They are burdensome. A high value woman is a feminine asset. A low value woman is a liability.
Things that guys need to watch out for when they're dating. Do not date single mothers. You should not be forced to pick from a crop of women who already had another man's children. You will at best be the fourth or fifth most important thing in her life. You deserve better than that. I am sorry, ladies, if you've had a child, that is your responsibility. Own it and stay out of the dating scene until your kids are out of the house, especially if you do it outside of wedlock.
Ladies, that is kind of deep. However, that is how a lot of men feel. I mean, we know that Kevin Samuels has passed away, but a lot of men feel that way. So please chime in. Let me know how you feel about that. I am way more sympathetic and empathetic than was Kevin, but let me know your thoughts.
When was the last time a woman was legitimately excited to see you? I mean, legitimately excited to see you. Like a puppy or a dog when you come home from a hard day's work and they're just sitting at the door. When's the last time that ever happened? Has it ever happened? If not, I gotta ask you, if you're not married, if you're out here dating, why are you settling for just mediocre? Why are you settling for transactional? In my opinion, you take a good long look in the mirror, get honest with yourself, and then decide to do the work. You know what I say? Take a year off, get your body right, mind tight, image together, purpose on point, game on lock, and get back out there. Set a standard that is going to make you happy. Go after your happiness, because when you're happy, she's happy. Because when you're happy, you can make her happy. When you're unhappy, you can't do anything for any of the women you're dating.
Me to go to my job from 8 to 5, you know, looking. You want me to go to my job from 8 to 5, you know, looking this way, and then you want me to go after work to put on a uniform? What? Oh, no, man. I couldn't. I mean, I want the money, and I know it'll be short term, but, you know, man, I couldn't have nobody see me doing that. You ain't ready. That's why being high value is so damn important. It's so valuable because all the things that come along with it, it ain't the money. It's not the flash. It's not the gravitas. It's the things that it took for you to make yourself something. You were not born high value. You make yourself high value. You make yourself the man.
Many women are asking too much. What do you have on the topic? Let's just start there.
My women probably are going to hate me for this, but I agree. I'm a hair doctor here in Atlanta. And for many of years, I've done a lot of women hair. And a lot of the times I get all these very successful women, very successful, very pretty and very single.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these conversations all the time. And I'm like, have you listened to Kevin Samuel? Very frequently, right? So they don't like that. But I think it's a lot of good facts into what you say. So I just personally feel like a lot of women are asking for too much and willing to do too little. So I would have to agree.
When the first thing you said is a lot of these women are very successful. How are we counting success?
Well, I say successful as far as like what they listening to them. And then when they tell me, okay, well, I have a college degree. I have no kids. I have a 6-7 figure business. So when they tell me this, cause I'm like, well, what are you looking for? And So
when you say successful academically and professionally.
Yes.
That's not a woman's purpose on this planet. I mean, that makes you a worker. And see, when we have called that success for the longest, but is it really successful?
I agree. I know. Yes.
So the reason I say that, ladies, is not that men want you to be barefoot and pregnant, reading at a third grade level. The fact of the matter is we have made success, women being independent from men. Let me turn off these comments because people just talk to me. People being independent from men, meaning I got my degree, I got my this, I got my that. All right, where's your husband, significant other, your family, your network? Where are you spending your holidays? Who's marking and chronicling your life? Who are you sharing this limited time on this planet you have with? And we start talking about success like that, I think most women are not successful.
I agree. Absolutely.
So when they come in and what are the reasons that there's many of these women are stating that they can't find a man per se?
A lot of the women are just like, the men are not on their level. They just like, these men are not on my level. I mean, he doesn't have anything. And one of the things that I learned very early on, I'm 31. I was married for 9 years. I'm going through a divorce now. And mm-hmm. I learned that I got married at 21. A lot of people would be looking like, you need to live life. You know, you shouldn't be married so young. But one of the things I always wanted was kids and, you know, a husband and you know, just I think more the American dream. So when women are like, no, these men are just not good enough for me. Like, but you got a husband. Your husband is a good husband. I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know, so.
Well, let me ask you a question. So let me go ahead and play devil's advocate to my point. Let's go ahead and say, fine, you're successful, you're educated. What are these women looking like? There you go, right there. Because and that's the main problem. You sacrificed your beauty and your fitness for your education and your income, and that ain't what men want. So when you say the men ain't on your level, no, what they're really saying is the men that are on my level ain't even looking at me. See, they don't want to say that. And I get cussed out for saying that. But that's the truth. So, ladies, you need to, this is why we have to redetermine your price. Ladies, understand, your price has nothing to do with your...
Kentucky. Let's be realistic, Samuel. It's about value.
Yeah, and your value is low.
Oh, wow. And how do you know that? You're not
because
sure
you're 5'4" and 200 pounds.
Okay.
And 37 years old with 2 kids. That's how I know. In Kentucky.
Okay. That's your opinion.
It's not my opinion.
You never seen my body before, so you.
I don't have to see your body. I know you're 5'4" and almost 200 pounds with 2 kids in Kentucky. And I see your picture.
You just say
and I'm listening to how you talk. And I'm listening to your energy. I'm listening to your tone. I'm listening to your relationships. See, what it is, you ladies don't like when somebody is this direct with you, honest. I got no dog in this fight. I had a woman on here earlier, and I told her she was absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to screw you. You ain't giving me no money. What am I getting out of this?
Nothing.
So why do I have to lie? And let's just get right to the absolute core of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you attracting higher value men?
Am I attracting higher value men?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
For marriage.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Are you attracting them for marriage?
See, women don't lie. Weave is a lie. Makeup is a lie. Waist trainers are a lie. Spanx are a lie. Girdles are a lie. Stop lying. Your appearance. You must dress like a woman. Skirts, skirts, and more skirts. Skirts and dresses, skirts and dresses. Get rid of the flip-flops. Get rid of the sandals and dress like a grown dadgum woman. Get rid of the yoga pants and anything that shows your natural ass. Get rid of things that show your midriff or your stomach. I don't need to see all that. That's for your man. Class.
Good. We're just watching your live, looking at some of your content.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about you, but I don't really know much about you. I just came to my best friend's house, and she was saying she was looking at your videos, and she was offended by your content, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know what is supposedly so offensive about you.
The truth.
Okay.
The truth tends to offend many women today. But you know what? Who's not offended? The 8 black couples that have gotten together in the last 6 months and the 3 black women who've gotten engaged in the last 6 months of knowing me. And credit my groups and my information is the reason why they're that way. So I don't know 3 black women are getting married and one found a multi-million-dollar attorney. So why is your friend pissed off again?
No one's pissed off. You just be feeling like you're entitled.
Excuse me?
You feel entitled.
See, this woman doesn't know me. And instead of saying, you know what? I didn't know that. And that's a good thing. I appreciate that 8 black couples have gotten together and 3 black families are about to be
together. That's good.
Instead of saying a good thing, she wants to be off camera. If you're going to talk, at least get on camera. Don't be like that.
Like,
you don't have to smoke, bring your ass on camera.
She's like in a little pearl, like in her nightclothes and stuff.
Right.
It's the person whose live that I'm on her live.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I will talk to you because obviously you seem to have a different energy. Ma'am, people don't come onto my show just because I'm rude. And why would 15,000 people show up nightly?
If she does not bring you peace, no amount of good looks. And I know this is hard. I know, because I'm going to tell you, especially when you get a woman with that good, but that good is normally attached to crazy. Get the average girl. Don't get the woman with the voodoo wop. Get the average girl.
See, men, we have to work. I cannot hear that I'm broke. And then you're only working 40 hours a week. That does not compute with me. You gotta work and you're getting paid for the hours. You know, once a man puts himself in a position where his hair's a little bit on straight, and it does not have to be perfect. You can't wait till this is perfect. You gotta do all these things at the same time. So getting your head together, get the hours up, and then you have to get a skill set. College ain't for everybody. It's not everything everyone needs. Get a trade. There are plenty of things that'll do. What is going to be useful? Get a trade in something that's going to be useful. We have to get back to what we value, blue-collar labor. You know, I'm a big proponent of blue-collar. I call them blue Henrys.
Collars. Right now, what does Henry mean for people who don't know?
Henry is high earner, not rich yet. I came from four.
Family. I don't want to have a single.
You have a family. You have 3 children, and you're a high school graduate.
Yes,
and you've been reduced to staying at home with your children. And you came on asking questions about women. You don't need to be doing anything with women. You need to be a monk. Until you get your stuff together. That means some sort of profession. Because honestly, man, you're not living like a man. You're living like a woman. Effectively, you might as well be on government assistance.
Ooh. Damn.
What's the most you ever made per hour?
19 an hour.
The average woman in this country earns, black woman earns $37,000. Effectively, you're a woman.
Damn.
And I'm not joking, man. I'm not saying this to clown you, but I'm concerned that you came in talking about women and you got 3 mouths to feed. You can't make any more babies and you got to get someplace to where you're earning enough money because are you on state-run child support?
No, sir. I take care of my kids.
I don't think you understand. Look, all I need to do to screw you up is one of those 2 women put you on child support. Taking care of them or not. It's a punitive measure. And then the government, the state watches everything. So my point is, you don't need to worry about women. You need to get a profession or two and putting in 60 hours a week minimum. You can't just pick women based on looks. You have to understand a woman's mindset. And if her mindset is modern, you gotta go. Doesn't matter what comes. And you only judge women based upon their actions. Give every woman, give women in general, the benefit of the doubt. And see, a lot of ladies aren't going to like what I'm about to say. But in my world, I say this. Look at a woman that even if you're dealing with, assume that she means the best. Assume her heart's in the right place. It doesn't matter. It comes down to your actions. They don't want you.
But I have been working on myself this year and
Okay, 35, 13-year-old son with a sketchy father. Why would a man who's in the top 10% of earners, who women across the country want that?
Because I have a lot to offer. I feel like...
Would you want your son to... If you had a son making that kind of money, would you want him to bring home a woman who had a 13-year-old son from a sketchy father? Or would you prefer him to get a woman who had no children, was younger, and easier to get on his program?
Depending on his age. See
what I mean? See what I mean? This goes so deep for black women. They will even... should have been an easy question. No, I would not want my son to bring... I want the best for my son. That should have been the appropriate answer. That's why I sat up. That is bullshit. You should want the best for your son.
Of course.
But this is... But... And are you thinking... Like
if he brought home a woman...
There are two groups of women. Wives and everything else. Wives and everything else. And if you're a woman and knows you want to be a wife, you need to act like a woman who's going to be a wife one day, because you're going to be judged as, you're going to be evaluated as such. There's no, I was young and dumb and I did this, I did that. Look, that game is over. Men are pulling your cat facts. They're running your background and saying, there's no way in hell I'm going to be on partner track at a law firm and I'm going to deal with you and you used to date Nug Nug. Or you used to do this, or you used to do that. Nope, you make me look bad.
People in the comments.
All right, let me stop right there.
One of the things I noticed, the people who follow you are people who are not men of great stature. What I mean by that is that a lot of the men who follow you are simps, so they're definitely dragging people in the comments.
All right, let me stop right. Let me stop you right. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm good. Your first name. Good.
Shauna.
How old are you, Shauna?
I am 30.
Okay. Well, what's the disagreement?
Yeah. Okay. So, I have a question for you. What is the correct approach to talk to you? And what I mean by that is I've been listening to your show, and I pretty much agree with about 70% of what you say. I feel like it's definitely the hard truths that people need to hear, especially black women. But when I hear black women kind of call you with their concern or to ask questions, it's always off-putting. It's never ends okay. Well.
Really? I just had a conversation. Did you hear the last two conversations?
Well, okay, let me put some context to it. So,
But before you do that, I just need to know, did you hear the last two conversations?
Yeah, well, I heard like Monique, I heard the woman after her, and then I heard a young woman just call about dogs.
How'd that end?
I feel like you're friendly with certain people, so I think that.
No, ma'am, I asked you how to end.
In my perspective, I mean, it ended okay.
Okay, what about the call before her?
The call before her, was it the woman with the small waist?
No, it was a call. It was a woman talking about not making high value men wait.
I heard a woman talking about like health, That was the one. I didn't hear that one. I think I must have not been listening.
So, in other words, the caller just ended. You can't even say that it ended well. You just said, I think you're nice to certain people.
Well, the subject, I mean, it ended well. Let's say it ended well. But the subject,
Okay. See, you asked me how to approach me. And I'm going to be honest. You approached me like you would approach a white man at work. You know how to approach people and talk to people. And I reflect what people give to me.
Okay.
So if you watch my show, that's what you see. Or else I wouldn't have people come. If I was just an asshole out of course, why would anybody watch? Women in particular.
Because it's,
listen, ma'am.
Fun.
Okay. Then.
I mean, that's why people watch. I mean, even though you're belittling and being extremely rude to a lot of black women,
I think men actually might listen to that. So then, why would black women call in if that's the truth?
Because they probably feel some type of challenge, such as myself, and I like it.
All right, so
I'm up for it.
So we've already got off on the wrong foot because you're not coming here in good faith.
You're not either.
Okay, and this is not this tit for tat stuff. Can work somewhere else. It won't work here. You ask me a question. How do you approach me? You approach me in good faith, just like you approach anybody else. But you already came in here not doing that. So
but
what
you
do
told
you?
Me to
so
approach no, ma'am. Approach no, ma'am. White men. No. I feel like that's disrespectful.
Well,
like, what does that mean?
Like it or not, it's what I chose to say. You could ask. Why would that be disrespectful? Because you understand.
You're putting.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. Hold on. You called and said. How do I approach you? Well, have I ever spoken to you?
Yes.
Okay. This is a conversation today. How should you approach somebody? Because truthfully, man, when you guys leave, I don't know. How I talk to people? Let me tell you how I talk to people. Because this is why I end up getting what I get out of life. I approach people in good faith. And I'll be honest, the way you approached me, ma'am, was not in good faith. The way you started this conversation off was already ready to fight.
Well, when you started asking my age, I'm like, what does that have to do with what I'm about to say?
It's so the same. Like, hold on. Let me explain it to you. Let me explain it to you. If you've listened to my show, have I asked every other female on the line then?
Because you're trying to create a case.
Ma'am, I asked you a question. Am I treating you differently than I treated every other woman? Did I ask them all their age?
You do.
Okay, exactly. And I do it every night. Monday through Friday. How old
are you?
Because
you're trying to size them up.
All right, ma'am. Don't tell me what I'm trying to do. I'm telling you what I'm doing.
Okay.
See, you've proven one thing. That communication
is...
Communication is reflective. And you come in here... deciding to be combative. That's fine, but then don't get upset when you get combat back.
I'm not.
I have asked you the same question I ask any other woman. How old are you? How tall are you? Dress size. Last time you weighed yourself. The funny thing is, 90% of women, black women, don't have a problem with it. But 10% of you black women get offended. Why are you offended? That's on you. I didn't insult you. I just asked a statement of fact. Well, you're trying to do that to do this. Again, you're coming in it with bad faith, presuming that you know why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I'm mirroring you, Kevin.
No, really, you're not. I'm mirroring you.
Okay.
So
you're combative if you're mirroring me.
All right. If that's what you want, that's fine, ma'am. But here's the other part of it. Things though, you called here for what reason? What is the outcome you want to achieve?
You said, come up, like, you know, if you have a problem. So I figured, this is the time for me to call. I actually do have a situation that I'd like to address with you. One of the things I noticed, the people who follow you are people who are not men of great stature. And what I mean by that is that a lot of the men who follow you are simps. So they're definitely dragging people in the comments.
All right, let me stop you right. What platform are we on?
What is your goal of the platform? Like, what is your...
Excuse me, ma'am. This is not what you're going to do. It's not what you're going to do. If you're going to answer the questions, we're going to have a conversation. I'm going to bid you a good night.
Okay.
What is the platform we're on?
It's the Kevin Samuels Show.
What is the platform we're on?
We're on YouTube.
Is YouTube public or private?
It's a public platform.
That means I cannot control who comes in or out of the comment section. Yes?
Absolutely.
So telling me the people that follow me is no different than saying the women that follow me the same. It's public.
Okay.
And unless you go through every comment on every video, I really don't trust what you're saying, because I know who follow me on Facebook. I know who follow me on private platforms. But overall, what is the outcome you're trying to achieve?
I'm trying to understand that what outcome you're trying to achieve by putting
black women down. First off, I'm not putting black women down. That's one thing I would not allow you to do, because you just had two black women who were singing my praises. As a matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4 black women have called in tonight to praise what I'm doing.
So because they're probably scared of you. That's why they're scared.
Exactly. So this is exactly. So good. But it's not going to work the way you think it is. So what just happened is I tried to see if she would even be honest. And she has failed multiple honesty tests.
Me?
You do this, you do that, you do this. And because the way conversations tend to end. Did you hear the last two conversations? Well, no, I did. I only heard the bad ones. Well, what about the last one? How did it end? Well, some people might say you can't be honest. You have a point of view. And that's fine, ma'am. You can have your point of view. But here's the thing. My outcome is to get women like you over there.
Okay.
I don't care to talk to women who are automatically coming in bad faith, argumentative and combative before I even had a conversation with them about anything. And guess what? If I had ill intent, why would I have 5,400 people in here night after night after night, 30% of the channel women?
Because they like to see you belittle black women. Do you not?
Right.
Get it?
So basically, black people. Black people. Then I need you.
A lot of people like that.
Okay, then black people. I need you to understand what this person. She thinks she knows better than you. So you're here, not because there's actually something good, because they like to see me belittle something. Then begs the question. If that's the case, why do you keep coming back? Because if the first time, no, ma'am, here's my question to you. If I'm everything you say that I am, why did you come back a second time?
I just told you I like the smoke.
Well, good. Where's your husband?
And I like some of the stuff.
When you talk to your husband about this, what does he say?
He says that you are somebody.
Right. So put him on.
You have great knowledge.
Put him on. So where's he?
Not everybody.
Put him on.
Like
put
that.
Him on.
That's all.
Put him on.
He's like he has some good.
Put
stuff.
Him on. Put him on.
He's not here.
Right.
Put him on.
Well, what's his first name?
Why don't you allow men?
What's his first name?
The men call in.
What's his first name?
No, I'm not going to give that information.
Exactly. Another one of these phantom married broads. Black women. Women like her are not on your side. Again, I challenge anybody to go back and listen to that and listen to what she's saying. If you have a husband, yet you follow a man on YouTube because you're here for all the smoke. Oh my God, what a marriage that must be. But we all know that you're not married and have no relationship. Women like that follow me because they can't get a me. They can't get a man worth a damn. And they think it's the men's problem and it's them. Ladies, understand something. She is prototypical for the reason so many young black men are choosing to not even deal with black women. 17 to 21 choosing not to deal with you because that's their mama or their auntie or their big sister. Shame, insult, guilt, the need to be right. And honestly, she probably thinks she did something. And I ask you, if you don't like what I say the first time, why'd you come back? Because there's something wrong with her that she finds this entertaining, fulfilling, even something to waste her brain cells on, since she's so obviously above it. But again, she's probably one of these PhDs.
I'm a PhD.
Can't make this stuff up. And I'll let to the women like her, I like when you call in and I let you talk. I ask questions for you to get let people know who you are, because you're well-versed at hiding. You're well-versed at hiding and playing both ends against the middle, deflecting and all this. I won't let you do it. I'll ask you questions to see if we can have a conversation, to see if there could be any common ground. We don't have to agree. Just to see if there can be anything. And honestly, females like that and their masculine energy, they're so used to fighting and losing that they cannot set it down. It defines them. So let's assume she is married. Oh my God, sir. Why would you be married to a woman that damn masculine? And you notice that all these women who claim to be married, their husbands are never around. Never around. Never around. So, she came to challenge me. All right. So, now, what do we got? And here's the one thing I realized more than anything else about this platform. That for a certain group of women, it bothers them because women are here. See, if it was just men here, they probably wouldn't think of it. But because there's so many women here, night after night after night, it bothers women like her. Because once they get off of here, they're like Zoe, saying, you've changed my life. I wasn't even thinking about any of this kind of stuff, and I've been watching you since March. How can you have a Zoe and a Shauna in the same conversation? Because one has hope and one doesn't. One has opportunity, one doesn't. One has optimism, one doesn't. And even when you disagree with women like Zoe or the previous caller who disagree with me, but at the end is laughing, is going to be, I have to get a contact with a counselor. See, this woman over here can't find anything good. Everything you do will be bad, and that's fine. That's why I like exposing you, so you can go over there. Go over wherever those people go, and you guys stay there and have your little parties. So men that are that extreme, go over there too. So, thank you for showing your colors. Appreciate it. We've got time for a few more. Free smoke.
With a thug, you the reason why I done fell in love. the fear is gone. You the reason why my money never owed. Hey, Miss Lady, come and buy with a thug. You the reason why I done fell in love. Yeah, your heart is like a treasure, fear is gone. You the reason why my money never owed.
Hey, Miss Lady, hey, Miss Lady. Hey, Miss Lady, hey, Miss Lady. Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah. Hey, Miss Lady, hey, Miss Lady. Hey, Miss Lady, hey, Miss Lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, Miss Lady, hey, Miss Lady. Oh, the way you drive me crazy. Thinking about you on the daily. Girl, I know you're going crazy. Thinking about you on my mantle. Baby girl, I just be gentle. I'ma pull up in a rental. Then I drop it, then I drop it on your body.